30 years. The SWAT team came out. The helicopters were circling. There were guns going off. It was a nightmare for 30 years. So we moved down here to our retirement home, and I thought, you know, it's a nice quiet area. We had vacationed down here multiple times, and it was just perfect for what we wanted. And when I found out that Beth wanted to do a nightly rental, I thought, how much worse could it be than what we just left? I mean, surely in 3 or 4 days' time, it can't get that bad. But like I said, Beth has been better than any neighbor I've ever had. She has been responsive to anything I've asked. As far as the shared well, if we screw something up with the well, I run across the street and talk to her people that are staying there. I've never run into anybody that I wasn't comfortable approaching. And I approach them as a single person while my husband sits up there and goes, yeah, go do that. But I have met some of the nicest people from places I will never go, and they have been so, they're just good neighbors, better than I had for 30 years. So I'm just saying, a nightly rental doesn't always indicate that it's going to be a bad thing.
Thank you. I know you wanted to, sorry, you had raised your hand. Sorry, please step forward.
Just a couple more things after hearing everybody's comments. I had a discussion with our realtor just recently, and it came out in the discussion that the market is absolutely saturated in this area with nightly rentals. So just another viewpoint, different than what I've heard here today. And I think this lady just kind of made my point. We don't know who's coming in and out. And we're being sold Beth. And I'm sure she's awesome. I've never met her. I'm hearing wonderful things. But that's what we're being sold. And I'm telling you, life changes. Trust me on this. I could talk to you ad nauseum about the way my life changed. A year ago, I was in Texas, never thinking I would be back in Missouri, but here I am, and things change, and things can change with Beth and her son. I mean, I know she has a plan, but plans change, and Beth can change, and without Beth, there goes this nightly rental. That's my fear. I think we're starting down a slippery slope. And like I said earlier, it's a bell you can't unring. So thank you.
Well, that goes back to my question, ma'am.
Ma'am.
That goes back to the question I was asking. So the conditional use, it would stay with Beth. I've never met Beth before. Just
right.
So you know. I don't think. Have we ever met? Okay. I saw some people at the grocery store the other day. My son's like, who's that? I don't have a clue. And they call me by name. So.
It happened all the time.
Hope they're not listening. Now they know I didn't know who they were. Anyways, and I understand you're being sold Beth by
right.
the people for it.
Right.
My question is if Beth is no longer there or her family, then it's no longer a nightly rental. Does that still give you heartburn?
Well, yes. I'm from Missouri. I'm a born skeptic. You know, I know this is what we're hearing, and you know, that's great. But things change. And then, you know, then another conditional use permit comes in and says, oh, this has been done really well. Let's just keep it. And then it's changed. And we have zoning for a reason. And many people, a lot smarter than I am, came out with this plan. And
they weren't that smart, trust me. I may have been one of them.
I really think it was done for a reason, and I don't think that the house won't sell, and I don't think that he won't make a profit, although, you know, that's none of my business, and it, you know, I've made bad financial decisions, I've made good financial decisions and all that, and this is a financial decision in the end. Whoever's buying it, selling it, they're not going to be there. I am. And I think that, you know, I have a right to fight for my property values, and that's why I'm here today. Sure. So, I'm a born skeptic. You know, okay, this is a condition. It's, as I said the other night, the camel with his nose in the tent. And that's my fear. So, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Lightfoot, you wanted to readdress. Go ahead. I'm sorry. The lady behind you. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to bring a couple of facts back to light here real quick. One, the traffic that the Joneses currently have in their home on a very regular basis, sometimes 30 cars at a time, is going to Beth, or a nightly rental in general. Let's just take Beth out of the equation. Let's talk about nightly rental. The fire marshal, they have a code in regards to occupancy. Just to reiterate what Beth was talking about. I have not looked at the code recently, but what it was, that it was two individuals per bedroom and two people for sleeping space per living area. That puts you to about 18 for the home in regards to occupancy. Another fact is that it was brought up that zoning was put in place and adopted April of 2021. We know that there have been many zoning changes in the year, you know, the last couple of years since, that have been approved in different areas, from agricultural to higher use, if that was commercial or NR1 or NR3. One of the facts is that at the end of this road, a fruit farm road, NR1 zoning was approved in a subdivision, that you do have to drive by all of the homes and the neighbors, and that was approved in 2022 after the zoning change was adopted in April of 21. So I just wanted to just bring up a little bit. I understand, you know, concerns, but what we also know is that in agricultural, a subdivision can be put into the property across the street. That's going to increase your traffic. I have no idea. I'm going to guess, but I'm going to say at least by 20 times of what it currently is. And the county at that time would definitely have to look at the road, because if you put in another 100 homes across the streets, because it currently is agricultural, the traffic and the concerns, and then the neighbors, really, you have somebody there 365 days a year again. I have a neighbor that I wish it was a nightly rental, because I can't do anything about my neighbor, because they bought the home and that's where they reside full time. At least with a nightly rental, somebody is going home in 5 days if I have a concern, if I need to contact somebody. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns? I just know that I won't be speaking to him at the grocery store anymore. Yeah, he doesn't recognize me.
You had a hat on.
That's all right. I spoke to him, too.
Discussion, questions, comments, concerns?
Well, I've got to say, I went here, and I went here, and I went here, and went here.
I know.
Ms. Lightfoot just put me back over here.
Yeah. So.
Or is the hearing closed?
I haven't closed the hearing yet. I was going to see if there was any discussion amongst the commission before we close the hearing, so, or any other questions that you had. So, all right. If there's no further discussion at this time, I will close the public hearing, and I would entertain a motion one way or the other.
I'm going to say again what I know has been said, and I think clear already, is this really isn't a personal issue about Ms. Hammonds or at all. It just, and there's been wonderful testimonies given. You feel like I've learned a lot about you, and it's all favorable. But it boils down to what happens. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know that something, your son's a young man. I've been through that. You don't know what they're going to want to do down the road. When they meet someone, but the concern with the residents is security. I don't think it's the traffic on the road. I think it's the security of going out at night, going out for safety, not knowing the next people that take it over, what they'll do. So I have a hard time on conditional use. There's just much more control. And as long as you're abiding by the nightly rental policies that are, and there's several, then you can continue to make the living as a nightly rental there's no problem.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, or Commissioner White, you may know. If there's so many complaints or so many whatever, we can actually reverse a conditional use, can we not?
That was our special use. I looked at that the other day, okay. And I think that we can go through a process to revoke the permit. We can get with our county attorney and the documentation and go through that.
Whereas zoning, it's permanent until they actually come and ask for it to be changed.
I'm not sure that we could initiate the zoning change.
Okay.
Zoning, once
yeah,
it's
zoning zoned. Change, I mean, we can present zoning changes and then go through the process, whether it would get rezoned or not, but I think that would be a possibility, something else to look into. The Planning Commission has the ability to initiate a zoning change.
Can they do it on complaints?
But again, that's
I've never heard that.
No.
No.
Being able to have the ability with the verbiage, whether it's needed or complaint-driven, I think would be the same. Just the fact that the verbiage says the Planning Commission can initiate an application.
Okay. I still haven't received a motion.
Commissioner White was about to mention.
Oh.
Oh, did you? Well, I'm going to make the motion that we deny the request as presented for a zoning change from ag to NR1.
Yeah, if you don't mind to give that order number, or I can state
I'm sorry.
It. It's for order number 10-21-2024-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. This time, the motion is to deny, and that has been approved by the commission at this time. I do want to thank everybody that has sat through this meeting. I know it has been a long one. I would like to think that you would go back through the conditional use permit if you wish to buy the property. It sounds like that may be an avenue for you. So. The public hearing has closed on this. We have taken a vote, so I mean, the issue has been addressed. We can come back at a later time or contact Scott, or you can have my personal number to contact me. You don't have a problem? Okay. If you don't have, then please.
I want to say that we have been as open and we've done things that we don't normally do, but I like that everyone can just come up and speak as much as they want so that everyone is entirely. Everything they have is heard.
So just to understand the dynamics of this, I'm doing a 1031 exchange. If I go and go back to the asking for a cup,